Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Cecil, you must have loved that. Everybody loved that game last night, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just glad that Thursday Night Football's actually been watchable over the last 2 weeks. So, like, put on a good product, put on a good show. We all love football, and no matter who you root for, those are the type of games that we want to see. Hopefully, we get a little bit of that on Sunday with the Broncos, maybe.
Well, Cecil, your game plan Friday, how do you get there? I see a defense that you can score points on. I see a soft Chargers defense.
Yeah, I see soft in the middle, too, because you're going to be without Melvin Ingram, so there takes away one of their best pass rushers. You got Joey Bosa, of course, to contend with and to deal with, but I think this is a big day, or at least it should be, for both Royce Freeman and Philip Lindsay. And I know, you know, I've begged for Lindsay to be used more as a receiver out of the backfield. They seem hell-bent on just doing that with Royce Freeman. Okay, that's fine, but make sure to use both of these guys. You're down Derwin James. You're down Adrian Phillips. I know that Denzel Perryman's been a little bit banged up this year, and Thomas Davis, fine player, but he's 100 years old. Like, you have opportunities in the middle of this Chargers defense to attack. And, yeah, that includes Noah Fant, too, when you go to the air, but I kind of want to see Sanders and Sutton still get theirs and then find that third target, whoever it is, whether it's Freeman, whether it's Noah Fant. I don't really think it is or should be Deshaun Hamilton, but this team has an opportunity. It's not an unfriendly environment. They've got an opportunity to just attack the middle of that Chargers banged-up defense.
Well, we talk about the offense, Cecil, and again, they've had issues scoring points. They finally scored over 20 for the first time during this losing streak and still lost. That's kind of the way things are going. But I'm sorry, if they can't stop the run, I don't know how they win. They're 30th against the run right now. And yes, it's one game with Fournette, but they had the same issues with Jacobs on Monday night against Oakland. What do you believe is the solution to helping stop this run game? Looks like now it's going to be split carries between Melvin Gordon and his return to the lineup and Austin Ekeler.
Yeah, I would say it's stay disciplined. It sounds simple, Troy, but in just studying the film, and I put out my game plan at 1043thefan.com, like, I break down how they use tight end motion to try to get you to move out of position. They also pull the card a lot, so they'll try that again with Melvin Gordon back. And with Austin Ekeler, you've just got to make sure to get him to the ground, because you look at him, you think he's a smaller back, but he also has a great, you know, low center of gravity. He's not a pile pusher by any means, but he can break through tackles because he's so low to the ground and he can maintain his balance. He doesn't lose a lot of speed when he makes his cut. So he is a dangerous runner, not just in space, but a guy that if you just try to arm tackle him, you're not really going to be able to do that to Austin Ekeler. And Gordon's kind of the great unknown, you know, what kind of shape is he in? He's been back a week. That's good. You know, if you're a Chargers fan, that's good. You got Gordon kind of whipped back into shape, but how quickly, how much can he do this week? That'll remain to be seen, but stay disciplined. Watch for the tight end motion. Watch for the guards pulling. They'll try to, you know, trick you and get you out of position if you're the Broncos defense.
Hi, Cecil. What's your prediction?
The Broncos go 0-5. The Broncos, for the first time in their history, lose 5 to open up a season. I got to see it before I believe it. I picked them 3 times out of the 4 games this year, so I can't pick them. I hope I'm totally wrong, but I can't pick them today.
What's the score that you have? Where do you see it?
Yeah, I believe in my game plan, what did I put, like 24-13, something like that.
Wow, you don't see the Broncos being able to put up points against that defense?
Well, do I trust Rich Scangarello? The answer is no. I like half of what he's doing, but it seems like it's a little bit discombobulated at times. You come out, you barely touch the ball in the third quarter, and then when you do, you're going 3 and out or 4 and out, like whatever. Like, that's been a problem. If I had more trust in Scangarello to follow what will work, then I might be a little bit different on my score.
All right, great stuff. Well, read it up. Cecil's game plan available at 1043thefan.com. Thank you, Cecil.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.